We're also joined by Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay. Hi there, Scott.
Good morning, everyone.
Mayor Mitchell, we've seen some stops and starts with the implementation of the legalization of marijuana. What is happening with that in New Bedford? Is marijuana being legally sold in New Bedford now? And if so, how is your city being affected by that?
So I guess the short answer to your question is not yet, Ian, but it will be soon enough. So, yeah, it's been a long road for marijuana legalization in Massachusetts, as you're aware. In 2016, the voters approved a ballot measure that would effectively legalize the consumption of marijuana and the possession of marijuana up to a certain quantity and for the retail sale of it. So we in New Bedford have gone about the work of figuring out where dispensaries, retail outlets should go. So it's been, for us, it's been primarily a zoning exercise that only started a couple of months ago. I mean, it took the state a long time to come up with a set of regulations to sort of set the table, right?
And then, as a former prosecutor, what are your top concerns about this? Do you think this is good policy, or are you worried about it?
Well, I was against the ballot measure because for a lot of reasons, because I thought there was a risk of, and I still think this, that there it brings the potential of still yet another black market. I think I was worried in particular, however, about the promoting the use of marijuana among children, as well as, the risks of driving under the influence of marijuana. Objections that I think that a lot of folks share. The ballot measure itself was presented as an up or down. Do you think people should go to jail for smoking marijuana or not? I think most people would say no. But it was, of course, a 9-page long question that had been written largely by the industry itself, and so it wasn't quite as simple as presented.
Let's go to Scott.
I'm wondering, Fall River Mayor, we had him in here a couple weeks ago. He seems to be opening the door, realizing this is an industry, and he's already got someone he says is putting $7 million into an old textile factory, and Lord knows you have enough of those empty facilities in your town. Wouldn't it be smart to graft onto this industry now that it's going to become an industry and not let a next door city take that revenue away?
Well, we're not closing the doors to them. We're making sure that they go in the right places. My concern is that, what happens to neighborhoods that have a marijuana retail outlet right in the middle of them? So I think most people, even people who are entirely for legalizing marijuana, don't necessarily want a pot shop next to their kid's school, for instance, right? So what we've done is, and we're just about at the end of this, the city council has before it a measure that would create a zoning regime in which marijuana retailers would go in industrial areas and would have to observe a buffer zone around sensitive facilities like schools, daycare centers, churches, and the like. And so I think that strikes the right balance.
Mayor, you've got a major fishing port in New Bedford. Any concerns that the development of wind power in the region will adversely affect the fishing industry? Because some of the people I talk to in Rhode Island who are involved in the commercial fishing industry do have concerns about this.
Yeah, and their concerns are legitimate. So there are different sets of concerns, right? So, you know, with the Massachusetts and Rhode Island wind energy areas that have been established for a few years now by the federal government, there hasn't historically been a whole lot of fishing going on there. There has been some. There hasn't been a great deal of scallop fishing, which is New Bedford's base. There has been, in some of the areas, including in the Vineyard Wind area, a fair amount of squid fishing, which is based both to an extent in New Bedford, but more particularly in Point Judith, Rhode Island. We've been working with a number of the folks from Point Judith, as well as the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management and other relevant agencies, to make sure that those areas don't unduly harm fishing interests, whether they're in New Bedford, Point Judith, or anywhere else. My bigger concern is some of the wind areas that are off the coast of New York, which are, as proposed, encompass very, very well-established grounds for especially scallop fishing. And that is going to be a bigger fight, it seems to me, between the two industries.
Mayor, you're a Democrat, but it looks like Charlie Baker, a moderate Republican, has very high job approval numbers and is a very solid look for re-election, solid favorite here. Why do you think he's been so successful?
Well, I think there are a number of reasons for it. I think he fits in many ways people's expectations of a governor in today's day and age. They want people who, you know, are focused on running the railroad the right way. They want good managers, and I think he's, you know, given his background as a CEO, he has styled himself as a fix-it kind of guy, and I think he's been fairly effective in that way. It also helps that the economy in Massachusetts, and particularly in the Boston area, has been thriving. And so money and tax revenue and prosperity solve a lot of problems.
But we do see things like the MBTA where all is not well in the trains running on time.
No, they're definitely not. Yeah, they're definitely not. That's not something that affects New Bedford directly, but it certainly is a big issue in the Boston area. And I think people in the state, and particularly in the Boston area, see the MBTA as a chronic problem, and they give the governor credit for at least trying to get it, pardon the pun, right on the right track.
Speaking of elections, next year, 2019, will be an election year in New Bedford. Mm-hmm. The term for mayor will change from 2 to 4 years. So are you planning to run for re-election next year?
So I was hoping to put that question out of mind as long as possible. And I am, after all, some 7.5 months into my current term. So, you know, look, my job as mayor has been very gratifying, and it's been, you know, I had, as you know, I'd been a federal prosecutor for a number of years beforehand. I came back home, in effect, to run my city, and it's been a good run in the sense that I feel like I've been able to be useful in a number of ways. But whether I, you know, pursue another 4 years after that, it remains to be seen. I'm sure you'll ask me again next time I visit, though. And
why are you noncommittal? The voters have decided to return you to office a number of times. You seem to enjoy the role. Why are you noncommittal about it?
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, there were lots of reasons, I mean, including family reasons, why I would pursue it or not. And so we'll see. I mean, I can dodge it more easily now, 7 months into my current term. I think I'll have a tougher time next time you ask me about it.
So one thing about Baker, how do you think he's done for New Bedford?
I think there have been pluses and minuses. I think it's been mixed. I think he is he's supported projects that are near and dear to my heart, which include the dredging of the harbor, which is something that I pressed for an awfully long time. He's been somewhat supportive of things that we want to do in the way of development in the central waterfront along our state pier. You know, on other items like school funding, I think that he could have done a lot more, and we've continued to press him on that. We encourage every governor who's in there, Democrat and Republican, like to work a little bit harder to give New Bedford a place at the table. Massachusetts is more than, I would say, any state in the union, I would submit, where the circles of power surround the commercial center, that is to say Boston, the commercial and political
center. So they're
too
Boston-centric?
For sure, but I would make the same accusation of many governors in Massachusetts. It's just something that is in the drinking water in Boston.
All right, we're out of time, so we need to leave it there. Thanks for joining us, Scott.
Great to be here.
And New Bedford Mayor John Mitchell.
Thanks for having me, Ian.